We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Good to be back together with the mob. We got a shot to win $1,000 later on this hour. And if you missed the top of the 2 o'clock hour, I shared the news. I'm officially a dad. It's very exciting. Owen Daniel Parkins entered the world on Friday, January 17th at only 31 weeks and 4 days. So he will be in the NICU for a while. We don't know how long, but he's doing as well as could be expected. Mom is home and recovering nicely. It has been both amazing and scary all at the same time. And after I shared it on the air, you know, the millennial in me, Mac, got to make it Twitter official. So
I wasn't sure when I came here Monday. Has Danny tweeted anything? Because I don't live on Twitter Mountain, and everyone said no, not a word. I said, all right, I will just say Danny will be back later.
Yeah, no, I appreciated that. I wanted to share the news on the air myself first. I gave Mitch the permission to share it with the staff. So like if it had leaked and some people reached out, like not from here, but like it clearly had started going word of mouth a little bit, which is totally fine. But we just, you know, it's a weird thing. It's unconventional. He doesn't come straight home, and he's not 100% fine health-wise. So, like, I'm not sharing pictures of him yet or anything like that. We're just kind of playing it day by day right now. But once you put it on Twitter, the reach goes into a different direction beyond the radio show necessarily because of retweets and people responding and passing it along and how the internet works. And many people checking in, listeners and all that, which is great, members of the local media, and Wayne Larvey.
It's a boy.
It's amazing.
Congratulations.
The arrogance of Owen Daniel.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
How great is that? Thank you, Wayne Larvey.
That's nice.
That is very, very kind of you. Your message, greatly appreciated. And all of your messages, tweets, texts, DMs, Facebook messages, everything. It's been great.
The weirdness of Friday afternoon's broadcast at the Sheraton at Cubs convention. We did our very best, you know, to stay dialed in, but things were so touch and go Friday when it was game time, and
there was
on all of our minds and our listeners' minds as well. And I say thank you, as I know Danny does, to all of you who have reached out. It was a tough 4 hours to plow through with that hanging over all of our heads. Those of us who care about you and want everything to go well for you, Steph and Owen. It was a very slow 4 hours.
Well, yeah, and you know, I hate to miss any show, but I really hate to miss it when Theo Epstein is our leadoff hitter at 2 o'clock. And Theo saying what he said on the air was very, very cool. And he sent me a really nice text. I won't disclose it, but privately or whatever, what he said privately, publicly, but just he is class personified. He did not need to do that. What he said on the air was very cool. And it was in the lead up to the craziness, because I mean,
I'm making this call out of obligation.
Yeah, the text did not seem out of obligation. It was very genuine, and he's a good dude. But it was hours before our son was born, and man, I won't get into the whole birth story, but just know, I mean, she was admitted to the hospital Monday. We went home Tuesday. We're back in the hospital Wednesday. And then he was born Friday afternoon, and she came home Sunday. So it was basically 7 days in the hospital with just a brief period of time Tuesday night when we were home. And we calculated it out. We were, you know, as we were hanging in the hospital in those 48 hours after he was born, we were just writing it down because there were so many different twists and turns to this labor. And we were so early and trying to keep her pregnant and keep the baby healthy and the back and forth and all that. In the 40 hours leading up to delivery, Steph slept for 90 minutes, was having 10 out of 10 pain contractions for over 12 hours consecutively, just not able to get it under control, and wasn't able to eat solid food for about the last 20 hours of delivery. So by the time she was done, it was, I mean, physical and emotional and mental exhaustion was just totally overwhelming. It was a rough labor. And she is amazing. She has been a champion throughout this entire thing.
Women
and,
are amazing. If we're up to men, there would be fewer people in the world, don't you think?
Yeah. You just, the respect that you hopefully always have for women is where it is. But then when you see someone close to you go through this, it's just a different level, obviously. And yeah, it was... It was crazy to watch. And you talk about feeling helpless when they're looking for the anesthesiologist to do, you know, the epidural, but there's an emergency C-section happening somewhere else. And so then the nurse leaves to go find the anesthesiologist. And it's just you and your wife. And she's in this 10 out of 10 pain, but she had been vomiting from the medicine to help the baby. And then the pain, and I'm just alone in there. I'm like, I can't do any, scream at me, hold my, squeeze my hand. Dude, I cannot do anything here.
F ice chips, how?
Yeah, right. Like a hot pack on your back and ice shade. And none of it is helping. Man, you feel very, very powerless. But she was amazing. And our little guy is doing as well as could possibly be expected. He's in, he'll be in the NICU for a while, but hopefully shorter than longer. We'll see. But I'll keep you guys updated as, things develop. But everybody, I mean, I'm telling you, my messages on Twitter and Facebook filled up with people who have gone through similar situations, and it's very comforting. So thank
you. There is comfort. That's when social media are at their best, when there's something that is challenging or something even worse. That's when people show their true stripes and that they can be human. And it's great that what we do reaches so many people, because you feel comfort and the groundswell of support you receive.
Yeah, and you know, we'll talk more about it as we go, but throughout the days and weeks, I'm sure. But you know, throughout this time, like Steph yesterday, we were home and she's like, "You look really stressed." You know, she called. I was in the shower and she called and she just scheduled me a massage for the place right around the corner. She's like, "Go take an hour. I'm fine." And just like looking out for each other, and you think, how are you thinking of me in this time when Owen's in the hospital and you just went through this entire thing? So I got out for 80 minutes to walk around the corner and get a massage and just trying to take care of each other, nice. Man, because it's hard. It is emotionally draining.
Did you visit with your massage therapist, or did you tell her you don't like to talk when you're being rubbed?
There's no talking for me during a massage.
I thought maybe you would have been so, you know, juiced, so amped up from your experiences the last few days.
Tell the story.
Tell the massage therapist, yeah, hey, I'm a dad.
No. There have been enough telling of the story and texts and calls and family and friends checking in that I haven't even gotten back to everybody who reached out. And you know how much I'm normally on my phone, so I feel badly about that, but that is the thing. But no, we very, very strong support system, and it's been very nice to see it called into action.
It didn't occur to me, but in the last couple minutes, we have received a bunch of text messages regarding the ballyhooed push present. Where are you on that?
So the push present is happening. It has not happened yet, but it has not happened for a reason, and the reason
is... at any moment. Some big play could happen.
That's right. That
eternity ring could happen at any moment.
So I took one of Steph's rings, and I had my sister actually come to the hospital and take it to a jeweler and get it sized. But then I was talking to someone, and they're like, you should just have her finger herself size it. You shouldn't go off of a different ring, because then, and so for the eternity ring, they're tougher to adjust than a normal ring, so you got to get the size right. So I have to have Steph come to the jeweler. So I got the jeweler picked out, the guy who's going to wholesale manufacturer, who's going to make it for me. We're going to make it custom. She's going to get exactly the ring she wants.
That will be the easiest issue you deal with in the next several months.
I could not be
are these first world problems, aren't they?
So next week or so, one day when we're coming home from the hospital, I'll swing her by a jeweler, get her official ring size, and then the push present will be there 72 hours later. Takes a little bit of the surprise out of it, but I got a trick or two up my sleeve. But it's on. You know, I was thinking maybe, you know, I don't think she's listening right now. Maybe she is.
I'll tell you what I do after the fact.
It's a good move. I think this move is good. But how was Cubs convention? Did I miss anything interesting? Did anything happen?
There not much happened with us on Friday.
Okay.
The I mean, we talked to Jason Hayward. We talked to Theo Epstein. There was a gloominess to Cubs convention, and Anthony Rizzo talked the night before and didn't have a lot of nice things to say. Kyle Schwarber on this very radio station was denouncing launch angle.
Oh, I'm sure Dan and Connor
with Maggie and Julie over the weekend. And Tom Ricketts was booed, even though he said it wasn't he who was booed. It was something else. It was Marquee, which also laid out some news and threw some very big names out there to be part of their baseball package for 2020.
Yeah, can I hear the Ricketts booed Marquee thing? Because I actually haven't heard it. I just read the headline that it happened, and I want to hear some context here because the idea of booing the channel only makes sense in my mind through one prism. Let me hear it.
Last October marks the 10th anniversary of the Ricketts family ownership of the Chicago Cubs.
Golf applause.
Now, when we bought the team 10 years ago, we laid out three goals. The first was to win the World Series. That was a good one. I like that one. The second was to preserve and improve Wrigley Field. And the third was to be a great neighbor. And on each of those things that we represented we were going to do for the organization and for the fans, we did pretty well. As you might remember, a few years ago, we did win the World Series.
Yes, yes.
But let's be honest. That's great, but it's then. We got to look forward. One of the things that I said to our organization 10 years ago was, I feel like we think about the past way too much. We always have to be looking forward. So what are our promises for the next 10 years? That's what you should be asking me, and here's what I'm going to tell you. First of all, back to the World Series. And the way we're going to do that is with quality and consistency and a team that can compete for the division title and be in the playoffs every single year. And there's two components of that. Number one, of course, is the resources that we're able to put on the field financially and other ways, and putting a great team on the field every season. But one thing I don't think people know as much about is all the millions and millions of dollars we're spending behind the scenes to be on the cutting edge of technology, to talk about we're doing high-speed cameras and force plates and all the and wearables and all this high-tech technology that that Theo and the guys have continued to invest in to make us the leader in that part of baseball. And that will help us maintain that quality and consistency.
Not the greatest applause line I've ever heard, but okay.
What our promise for the next 10 years is to continue to have the best relationship with our fans of any sport in the world, any professional sports team in the world. And that starts with the Marquee Network. The Marquee Network.
Wow.
What do you have against the Marquee Network? Believe me, you won't be booing about that in a year. You guys won't. You won't be booing about the Marquee Network in 1 year.
That's pretty damn interesting. You don't often hear Cubs fans break bad on their organization like that. And I agree with him. You won't be booing the Marquee Network in a year if you get it. Like, if they cut the deal with Comcast and everyone who got Cubs games last year gets Cubs games next year and you don't miss regular season games and they get more revenue from it, and then they can spend even more money on their team going forward, it will ultimately be a good thing. I get why people don't like the concept of it. The Cubs became a national brand because of WGN and the Superstation, but that's a thing of the past. There's no team in baseball that has a Superstation anymore.
People fear change, and I think there's several things at play that might inspire a person, motivate a person to boo Ricketts after mentioning Marquee. One of them is, I think, high on the list, is a lot of people don't think they're going to have the ability to watch the games.
Well, that's the thing.
A lot of people think they're going to be gouged, which which is fallacy. It's going to be part of a sports tier that you already have. Now, it might kick up your monthly fee for that tier, a couple of bucks, but it's going to be on a sports tier.
It will kick up that tier a couple of bucks. We don't know yet what the price is, but yeah, the price of your cable will go up if you pay for the sports tier, but it won't be on a tier of its own. Like, if you pay for the digital sports tier, it will just be a part of that. It will go, so if you pay for NBC Sports Chicago, it will be a part of the cable package tier that NBC Sports Chicago is on, and that tier will then go up. I do think that this is relatively binary. And, you know, most of the time I like to see the gray and get into some nuance on some things. Marquee will be successful if opening day is on TV. Marquee will not be successful at launch if it's not. Like, if they don't reach an agreement with Comcast, it is going to have a sting or a stench attached to it for a while. The Cubs fans of generations that have gone their entire life with always being able to watch opening day, not being if they somehow do not have it locally, that will be a horrible thing.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. That's what's that will dominate the month.
Storylines. And who knows? I mean, it happened to the Dodgers. It happened to the Astros.
It's still happening to the Dodgers.
Correct. Now those fan bases are not as passionate as the Cubs are.
Dodgers people, not Dodgers people, but media people out that way disagree. Their attendance has been spectacular in recent years.
I know, but it's
because of their success. People now, when they fall off, they go away.
Right,
but
it's
they
not
actually
the same.
They drew more than 4 million fans last year.
Yeah, they have the best attendance in baseball. Helps having the biggest stadium, but you're putting in 40,000+ butts and seats each night, you're doing something right.
Definitely. But like you said, it part of that is a numbers game. Second biggest city, one team right there in LA, huge stadium. Like, their ratings in terms of a percentage is not the same. And Cubs fans, it's 3.5 million people every year. Win 72 games, 3.5 million people. Win 92 games, 3.5 million people.
Like, I have trouble. I mean, I'll look it up, but I have trouble believing the Dodgers just disappear. Not that they're ever bad. God, they've been good my entire life, it feels like.
Yeah.
But it's...
But also look at local TV ratings. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's multiple things that go into that. But regardless, I think the... Whatever it is for Cubs fans, a huge part of it is the superstation thing. There's this... Catch the games on WGN, like go Cubs go. It's part of the fabric of the team that it's always been on a superstation that you could watch Cubs games in Atlanta and Philly and LA. If you had WGN, you could watch it. So now being on this
that's not new that even WGN games weren't being aired.
Right, they've eased their way into this by having games on NBC Sports Chicago for a number of years, ABC 7 the last handful of years. It wasn't just an immediate jump from one to the next. People have had a long period of time now to sort of get used to the change.
No question, but the people at Cubs convention, the generational, it's passed down from one to the next of Cub fan, that know Cub game, free TV. It's been synonymous with the organization for the entire time there's been television games for the Cubs. Now, you're right. Like, what you're saying is logically and factually true. It used to be every game, and now it's a very small number of games, but still a small number of games to now zero, right? There will be zero games on the free over-the-air TV. If the game is on in Chicago, it's going to be on Marquee. I think that's what people are booing, but if it draws more revenue for the Cubs, and if they're on Comcast, which is the biggest provider that's holding out as of now, and they get more revenue to spend more money on players going forward when they're already top three in payroll, I agree with Tom Ricketts. I don't think you're going to be in much of a position to complain from a baseball standpoint a year from now, as long as your service isn't interrupted for these games. And I was impressed, given what I had heard about, man, this thing launches February 22nd and there's not a whole heck of a lot of news coming out. They trotted out some big names on those announcements.
Yes, they sure did. Rick Sutcliffe among them. Lou Piniella, our pal Dan Plesac, who I've known for more than 40 years.
Chris Myers.
George Clooney.
They're all there.
We got to get drunk Rick Sutcliffe. Get him for the entire whack.
Oh.
I don't know what the commitments are going to be from some of these guys because they have other jobs, but if you could get Sutcliffe to drink like Harry used to, have him be the third man in.
That would be incredible.
Split his day between radio and television. Just bounce around wherever. The roving Sut.
He's
roving
up there
drunk
with the Congress,
Sut.
Len, man.
Hey, listen, I'm sure those guys are going to be few and far between. There were too many names, right? Right. Those guys were not, they would not all be on every pre, post, broadcast. There was too many names for them to all be involved with a high degree of regularity. But that showed at least some. You don't get those guys from those high profile jobs to get that commitment to local TV without putting some resources into your channel, even if it is 20 games for this guy, 50 games for this guy, 10 games for this guy. I do think ultimately Cubs fans will like Marquis as long as they don't miss games. If they miss games, Cubs fans will hold that against the Cubs, I would think, for years. Because they'll see it as being,
they'll get over it.
They'll see it as being greedy.
Cubs fans will get over it. They come on, you're a forgiving lot.
We are, and I'm not. I'm not saying that we'll turn. I'm not saying that people would turn away. I'm not saying that you would see a dip in attendance or anything. But Marquee will have a thing attached to it if that deal isn't reached by opening day.
But if they once they finally get it, if they enjoy the product, it will be forgotten quickly.
Yeah, as long as it happens, like you said, for the Dodgers, it's been years. Right? So there's still a huge percentage. So if that happened, it would be the biggest sports business story in this city. How far back would you have to go? Because it'd be bigger than the Ricketts. I mean, it'd be since the Ricketts bought the Cubs. Because it'd be bigger than the Blackhawks, a blackout of TV games ending. I mean, it would be one of the biggest sports business stories in this city in my lifetime. I mean, it would be a... Can you imagine... Cubs opening day not being on TV in Chicago? It'd be crazy.
Perish the thought.
It'd be crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know it sounds ridiculous.
John Lester's good for at least 3 1/3 that April day, too.
Get excited, Mac.
March day. Afternoon game.
Oh, man. It's true. It starts even earlier and earlier. Yeah, Danny's so excited. What are you doing that day?
I'm going to White Sox opening day.
White, of course.
How about that? They both open same time, 1 o'clock. Very excited.
Is it going to be weird when it's snowing on the south side and 65 degrees and sunny on the north side?
I don't care.
They'll be in Milwaukee under the dome. Good for them. But the beer's going to be just as cold. And I've been through snow and rain on opening day. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's 80 degrees and sunny in my head.
Sox Fest on Friday, man. No booze there, right? There's no.
Oh, no.
There's no. There will be an air of electricity in the air, Billy Williams once said.
Michael Kopech with us tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Nice.
Cool.
He's a very good interview. That guy's interesting.
He's
this hour,
good looking, too.
Oh, can we get him on a video stream by any chance?
Cut his hair today. Oh. Was doing charity work at the Ronald McDonald House.
I don't like
helped
that.
Helped raise money by shaving his head.
I mean, I guess that's a good cause, but... Maybe just make the donation. You got to keep your locks, right?
Apparently not.
He's got good hair. I wouldn't give that hair up. We'll ask him tomorrow.
He probably gets tired of looking in the mirror.
Do you think that's possible?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I would never.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave the house.
You get used to what you have.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I'd love to experience it.
All right hair.
I got fine hair, but no, the whole thing. Looking at Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel the same way about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Look at your hair, man.
He's a married man now. It'd be funny if he lets himself go.
That'd be great.
Turn to like David Wells by opening day.
That'd be incredible. This hour on the score brought to you by CarX. Save up to $200 on 4 tires installed at CarX. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
Our promise for the next 10 years is to continue to have the best relationship with our fans. of any sport in the world, any professional sports team in the world. And that starts with the Marquee Network.
I think Cubs fans would say it starts with you opening up the checkbook a little bit.
That would help. Just any meaningful addition or move of any kind. Just something. Give me something. It's been a weird offseason.
They signed a pitcher yesterday, was it?
Give me something.
Who's the guy they signed? Didn't you tell me, Shep, they signed some pitcher we'd never heard of?
Yeah, they signed some guy from the Red Sox who I've already forgotten his name.
Some guy from the Red Sox.
Great. Okay. How much is he making? I legitimately missed it when I was out. I don't know
Travis
who.
Travis Lackens.
Travis Lackens.
Travis Lackens.
Not here for a haircut. Oh,
that's going to sound awesome on Saturday mornings if he makes the roster. Travis Lackens.
That's pretty good.
He's the 40th player on the Cubs 40-man roster.
Oh.
16 appearances for Boston last year, 3.86 earned run average, and 23 and a third innings of work.
Bring him on.
All right.
Too early to project?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine.
Score house.
Like, ding, ding, ding. Here comes Connor with a pen.
It's way too early for me to think like that that's possible. I'd bet against it, right? Because if he's still in the hospital, yeah, going to feel bad going away for that long. And if he's not in the hospital, that'd be amazing. But then I almost assuredly would be in the paternity leave time where I would need to be at home. So I... Scorehouse is probably out of the running. Certainly the furthest thing from my mind right now. I'd love to be there.
I know. It's going to be weird for me because I'm going to have my arm in a sling. I'm going to be 2 weeks post-surgery.
Oh, you got it scheduled?
Yeah, I'm scheduled. Valentine's Day. It's the tradition like unlike any other. Valentine's Day, like 3 out of 4 years now, I get opened up on Valentine's Day.
Scorehouse's sequel is starting to sound like Caddyshack, too.
Yeah.
You guys will have fun. Well, the house looks like a mansion again. You guys will have a great time.
If you don't go and my arm's in a sling, I'm not even going to see Eagle Mountain. You know what I should do? I should just go right in the cart with Shep.
No golf? Oh, no.
I should just ride in the cart with Shep and count every stroke.
That'd be great.
Will I be able to make it to the show on time, though, if we count every stroke and make him continue dropping biscuits every time he hits one off into the native fescue?
If he tees off at 8 a.m., maybe.
It's real iffy.
Yeah, it's close.
What time did we tee off last year?
As early as we could. We took the first tee they had. I don't remember what time it was. Yes, we did. Yeah.
No.
Well,
golf
we don't
earlier.
Have to worry time about to the. Yeah, we don't have to worry that we were starting an hour earlier last year. We lose the hour going out, time difference wise, but we had to start. We were still 5 hours last year at Scorehouse.
Yes, we were.
It's ridiculous. Five hours. Who in the world should be on a radio for 5 hours? Four is ridiculous when you think about it.
Yeah, I liked that we were the only people who did it. I liked that part of it.
Here's an idea. Find a waffling aging dinosaur and let him do it.
Brilliant. And then take away his voice right before the launch.
Yeah, let's do 5 hours.
What could possibly go wrong? Bottom of the hour was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves face Manitoba Saturday, February 1st. The first 2,500 fans to enter Allstate Arena receive an Oscar Dance.
Oscar Dance!
Bobblehead. For tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. So, if people were booing Marquee ahead of its launch, there was a legitimate reason to boo NBC Sports Chicago last night for missing out on the broadcast of the Joel Quenneville tribute video that aired at the United Center. It sounded like an honest mistake when Kevin Cross was apologizing.
It's unacceptable. Whether it's an honest apology he made on the station today, and we'll play it in a second, it was the reason I wanted to watch the game last night. There was nothing I wanted to see more than ahead of Patrick Kane's 1,000th point plateau and what they did for him. I wanted to see Joel Quenneville. I wanted to see his reaction. And I did, but in very little detail and after a commercial. It was happening during a commercial break. How in the world they didn't work that out with the Blackhawks and get it right, it's just not acceptable.
I agree. It's a terrible mistake. You can tell that they feel terribly about it, but like, your partner's with them, and it doesn't really make a whole heck of a lot of sense. So this is what do we do? We have anything from them?
No, so what I believe would happen? They did have someone on to talk Hawks from NBCSN this morning, but it was a beat reporter, And they believe they read.
Kevin Cross issued a statement to the morning show.
They read the issued statement, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The same one that Mitch had sent out this morning.
Okay, yeah. So listen, they messed up. There's no other way around it. How you don't know it's coming, how you don't know it's the biggest story. They knew it's the biggest story. Why it wasn't coordinated between the Hawks and their broadcast partner, I don't know.
There's only one explanation for it, and that was they didn't want to move commercials. They didn't want to lose the inventory.
I can't imagine it was a cognitive choice like that.
They didn't know. They couldn't. They knew it was going to happen. They couldn't communicate with the people in the Blackhawks marketing department. Jay Blunk wouldn't pick up the phone yesterday.
Well, no, I think that was the mistake. Like my guess is, like here's the statement. NBC Sports Chicago has a ton of respect for Joel Quenneville and what he and the Blackhawks gave Chicago during the team's championship run. Our failure to run the tribute to him last night live on our broadcast was an unacceptable error, and we apologize to Coach, the Blackhawks, and the fans. We've addressed the issue internally, and we'll make sure our fans are not underserved in the future.
They're not telling us why. Kevin, tell us what happened.
My guess is that involves bus tossing someone, because there is no chance that the Blackhawks did not tell their broadcast partner when that video was airing, right? There's no way.
I would think they're pretty buttoned down on that sort of thing historically.
Right, they do a great job with that stuff. Everybody talks about going to the United Center for a Hawk game or a Bulls game, and all of it's really good, right? Who was it? Derrick Rose comes back. Luol Deng. When Luol Deng retired as a Bull, they hit every note. Joakim Noah's there. Gennaro Pargo's there. The guy Aaron Gray is there. Like, they brought back everybody. It's just they
throw the ex players at you.
So I would be shocked if they didn't know about it. My guess is someone messed up and he doesn't want to bus toss him. That's the simplest explanation.
You don't have to mention anybody by name.
I know.
Tell us what happened. The incorrect button was pushed. Come on. Come on, give us a better explanation than that. Matt LaFleur gave us a better explanation on why his team got pasted Sunday.
Well, and I'll tell you also, just from the media side of it, they are stepping up their game, right? They're redoing their studios. They're making some serious investments in talent over there because they know they're losing the Cubs, which are the biggest local ratings draw. So they want to be doing perfect broadcasts for Hawks, Bulls, and White Sox because those teams do not draw the same locally that the Cubs do.
I am very pleased with Blackhawks coverage on NBC Sports Chicago. I like the crew. I always have been an enormous fan of the two guys who bring you the descriptions. Their studio shows are great. Pat Boyle is very good at hockey. He has a tremendous panel with which to work. All of them very good looking too. My God, can you have a better looking panel? And you got Adam Burrish, you got Patrick Sharp, you got Jamal Mayers, a good looking man. Steve Conroy, for a guy my age, very, very good looking guy. And it's a great product. And we'll come back. Just tell us what happened. We understand. We'll forget. Just be honest with us. What'd you do? What happened? We don't need to know who. Just tell us what.
Panthers, though.
The Panthers didn't miss it.
They covered it. They knew.
It was on in Miami. It's not on here. What are you doing?
It's a bad job.
Maybe Panthers games don't sell out all their inventory. I don't know. Maybe they're just going to be running promos. Join us Saturday night for the Panthers date against the Lightning.
Infomercials. I mean, listen, it's possible, right? Hockey in Florida. But Q did great. That was a cool moment. If you saw it.
He did great. What's he supposed to do? Wave to the crowd?
He was human.
Thanks for loving me.
No, the video, the whole thing. That would do a shot ski. That would have been impressive. But no, he's just the video, the ovation, him acknowledging him, then it continuing on. Like, it was just.
It was closure. It was closure for the best, one of the most important parts of the franchise's history. That's not overstating it. He is one of the most important figures in that team's history. He is the best coach they've ever had. He's got 3 cups to show for it. He recently was voted the coach of the decade in all of professional sports, and the outlet that carries their games didn't have the salute.
Okay, well, so texters are filling in some of the blanks here, and I apologize. I was not watching last night. I saw just the clip of the actual tribute online from the Twitter account from the team, but people are saying the radio broadcast last night, those guys knew when the tribute was going to be, and then someone else on the text line is saying that the pregame show referenced that it was going to be during the first time out.
That's how they usually do it.
So someone messed up. Someone fired a commercial break instead of staying with the in-house feed. That's what happened. That's the only explanation. If the radio broadcast knew and it was said on the TV pregame show, someone messed up.
Not asking for anybody's head. Not asking for a dismissal. I'm just asking for the app. Give us an honest broadcast executives. They're all, from the same mother.
Oh, really? Look at you. All angry.
Kevin Cross. I don't care what your name is. Count your fingers after every handshake with these clowns.
What's your beef? What's your beef?
That statement is my beef.
I mean,
they want their analysts to be ridiculous. They want program directors or radio stations want their hosts to be forthright and hold teams to the task, put their feet to the fire. Yet when a mistake is made on our end, it's always buried under the carpet. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
You can't
have it both ways.
Yeah, but I guess I understand what you're saying. Who wants it both ways? They're saying it was unforgivable. It was an unforgivable error. That's what he says in his statement.
What was the error? What was the error?
What did you do?
They didn't err it.
They didn't err it. That's the error.
Somebody must have done something. What was it?
What'd you say, Sonny Bridges?
Shot at 1,000.
Sonny Bridges?
Sonny Bridges. And now I forgot what he actually said.
Fuzzy
Bridges. Shep didn't want to say that. He thought it sounded too dirty. We're back to exploring his web history.
What is going on?
Fuzzy and fuzziest britches.
It was a nice night. It was a nice moment. Hawks were classy all around.
If you saw it.
The Hawks?
Yeah.
The Hawks. And they gave up 4 in the second period. Not the best night
of the season
for Robin Leonard, but he's been very, very good. So
that's good. We'll give you a shot at $1,000 and yell at some more people coming up on the score. Oh, we got another one? All right, let me just get this read out of the way real quick. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score, brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. The new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza from Papa John's has all the craveable and flavorable goodness you want from a pizza. Extra cheese in a 3-cheese blend with Alfredo sauce and garlic parmesan crust. Try it for just $10 today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Who's on the line, Mac?
We have another mystery guest joining us right now. Somebody who wants to say hello to you on these very special days. It's you and your wife, Steph, and son, Owen, enjoying your first days together, so to speak. Hello, mystery man.
Papa Parkins. Mr. McNeil, how is everybody?
What's up, Nick? We still have to talk off the air, my man. How are you?
I know, but I when you and I were texting that we needed to catch up off the air, I kind of wanted to save our actual first on discussion for the air because that's where our friendship began at a college radio station 15 years ago. And usually... and Dan, I appreciate you giving me a bit of a wide berth here. Usually when I talk to Parkins on the radio, there's a lot of making fun. I sometimes tweet non-flattering pictures of him, but I'm going to go the other way with this today. And I'm going to see if I can, you're going to have to tell me, McNeil, if I get a tear in his eye. But I just want to say one thing real quick, because I'm so happy for you and I'm so happy for Steph and I'm so happy for baby Owen. And I can only imagine how scary it was. And I'm sure there's still some trepidation. But 15 years ago, when you and I met, if I'd have told you right now, this moment, you can lock in, you are hosting Afternoon Drive on America's single greatest sports radio station with one of your radio idols growing up. You are married to an absolutely brilliant, gorgeous woman who somehow is as in love with you as you are in love with her. And you are a proud father of one beautiful baby boy. You wouldn't have believed me. And you believed in yourself as much as anybody I've ever met. And I'm so damn happy for you, man. And you deserve every single bit of this. And I cannot wait to see Danny Parkins, the father. Because I've known Danny Parkins, the gambleholic. I've known Danny Parkins, the fringe college student. I've known Danny Parkins, the almost fired radio host. I've known every iteration of Danny Parkins, and this is my first time speaking with Danny Parkins, the proud father, and I'm so happy for you, man, and I'm so excited to see your son grow up and to see you and Steph be parents together. It's so wonderful, man.
Well, Nick, thank you very much. For anyone who doesn't know, it's Nick Wright from Fox Sports 1, one of my best friends in the world, a groomsman in my wedding. That is very nice of you. And you, not only one of my people who've helped me as a broadcast role model, Nick, but also, you know, you've been a big brother. I've been a little brother to you at times, but also you are one of the best fathers I've ever seen. So if I can be half as good of a father to Owen as you are to your three kids, he'll be a pretty lucky kid. So thank you, man.
Can I give you my one, before I go, just a one small piece of advice?
Please.
Because I've been looking this up. As long as he still has not come home, you are legally allowed to adjust the birth certificate. And if you want to slide a Nicholas in there as an extra middle name,
yeah,
I feel like it's encouraged. I feel like, to be totally honest, it's warranted. And I'll be a little offended if you don't. But, I mean, he's thrown. I mean, I did gave my daughter the female version of your name. And you have paid me back by I'm not sure, but I'm just letting you know it's still available to you.
It's in the cards. We will consider it. I'll talk to Steph tonight, my man. But don't hold your breath on that one. But
okay,
honestly, thank you very much. And I think there's a good chance that Owen's first time on an airplane will be coming to see you get inducted into our college radio station's Hall of Fame in New York this summer. So
And hopefully I will see him before then when I come to Chicago. But I love you, man, and I'm happy for you, and I'm proud of you, and I will talk to you off the air.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon. I love you, too.
Thanks, buddy. Thank
you, Nick. All right. See you.
That is Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1, one of the truly great talents in the business, and also one of the great, 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 great people that I've ever met.
And he didn't make Danny Parkins cry, but you welled up. You just a little glassy eyes, a little lump in the throat. At least. I think that's what it is.
A little. No, he's, that guy means a lot to me.
I know he does.
He's a very, very good man. So I appreciate that a great deal. We've been texting a ton, have not caught each other on the phone yet, but that was very nice. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is ocean. Text ocean, OCEAN, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is ocean to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. What do you think, Shep? Nicholas as an extra middle name, that work for you?
That works.
Nope.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
Nope. Grobber's out.
Grobber doesn't think so. Okay.
Three names are enough.
Owen Grobber Parkins.
You know what actually prepared me for 7 days in the hospital leading up to the birth?
7 hours with Grobber?
Exactly right. The Bahamas on a flight delay.
Figures if I can endure this, there's nothing I can't do.
Premature childbirth was nothing after spending a day with Les.
It was.
How much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit? I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not. He's as American as you and I are, but...
made the whole thing worth it. What are you doing overnights with Les?
We usually do it right after Super Bowl, right?
All right. I'm going to keep asking until it's on the schedule. I don't want you to think you're getting out of it. First blush look at the Super Bowl. You and I have not discussed it word one yet.
We need to,
we'll
yes.
We'll do it coming up on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.